He loved his parents, and especially he loved his father so dearly that he composed a melody which he would sing out loud every day before going to sleep, during which our father would have him stand on a chair. Father always had to sing the second part, and when this ritual, which under no circumstances would ever be omitted, when this ritual was over, he would kiss his father most tenderly and go to bed very peacefully and contentedly. He continued this game until he was in his 10th year. So what have we got? A bright, seemingly happy, obedient boy of extraordinary genius, small, physically fragile, prone to illness. A little boy almost desperate to please, one in constant search of approval, first from his father and then from the world at large. An interesting and typical story from this period of Mozart's childhood was told by the Salzburg court trumpeter Johannes Schachner, who recalled, and again I quote, "He would often ask me 10 times in one day if I loved him. And when I sometimes said no, just for fun, bright tears welled up in his eyes," unquote. I find that a telling story. For anyone looking in from the outside, young Mozart was a happy child. He loved playing the part of virtuoso magician prodigy. He adored the attention and adulation it brought him. Despite his tender years and diminutive size, he was a born showman, and he was aware of the power he held over his audiences. And while he might not have been aware of it, he held even greater power over his family. Wolfgang Mozart, by the age of 8, had become the main source of status and income for his family, the Mozart clan's reason to be. Maynard Solomon adds to this picture for us. But anyone who troubled to look could have perceived many early signs of Mozart's difficulty in sustaining his multiple burdens. He was quick to tears, stricken and often taken ill by the loss or absence of friends, bereft when his constant pleas of "love me" were not reciprocated. There was no indication that the child understood the extent to which he had been converted into an instrument of his father's ambition and subjected to the inevitable resentment of his father's growing realization that he had become deeply dependent upon his little boy. Unquote. When Mozart left on the grand tour of 1763 to 66, he was a novelty, a child who could play the piano and violin. By the time he returned, he had become something quite more. He had become a genuine composer. Thank you.